Hello all, welcome to the NOF1 podcast, a mini edition, if you like, as it's late in the week. I am Michael Bailey. Apologies that this isn't going to be a fully blown podcast. You can blame the football. If you want to see part of the reason why, you can check out how Norwich City got on against Newcastle United on Wednesday night and what was a rather interesting end to that football or soccer match, depending on where you're listening from. Thank you as always for your ears. Hopefully we'll be back with a full review of the Malaysian Grand Prix following all the action at Sepang, and it certainly promises to be a very good one. Normally at this point we'd go through the Formula One news, but actually it's been quite a quiet time of it since Singapore. I think everyone's still digesting all that news about Liberty and the takeover of Formula One and what it means for Bernie and all that sort of stuff. So that saved us a job, at least, which is good news, of course. So all that really leaves us to do on this curtailed podcast is to bring up the fact that you can get in touch with us, as always, with an email to nrf1podcast@gmail.com. You can check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. Again, all you need for that is the handle TheNRF1. That will work for both of those pages. And thanks for listening to us on Audio Boom, which is now the place to listen to the NRF1 podcast. And we'll share all those links on our pages too. And if you do want to leave your own comments on the action in Malaysia and what it means for the Formula One Championship in this fine year of 2016, then you can do so by clicking on the red button at nrf1.uk, which is of course our website. So the main business really is predictions. Fortunately, I'm just about recording this before FP1 gets underway in Malaysia, so let me for once kick off with my predictions, and then hopefully once we get the Malaysian Grand Prix out of the way, I'll be able to bring you the latest table, because we are entering the run-in. This is effectively the run-in of the 2016 season, which doesn't just mean the Drivers and Constructors Championship being sorted out, but of course the Prediction League Championship being sorted out too. So my predictions, what happens in Malaysia, let me throw at you the high possibility that Sebastian Vettel will be on the podium. Ferrari like Malaysia, so I think Seb's going to pull that one out of the bag. I don't think you'll see a Toro Rosso in the points. I think you'll see Jenson Button celebrate his 300th Grand Prix, which I think it is, with some points. He'll finish in the top 10. And I think Williams will be completely missing again. Let's say that Williams will pick up fewer points than Force India, which, to be honest, probably a given. Anyway, lots of other predictions have come in. Let me see if I can find Steve Rust's for you, and then I can tell you those. Steve says that he fancies that there won't be a safety car, that Vettel will finish ahead of Kimi Raikkonen, Hamilton ahead of Rosberg, Massa ahead of Bottas, Verstappen ahead of Ricciardo, and Kvyat ahead of Sainz. That's all, of course, in the race. Good luck with those, Steve. And we've got some predictions from Kyle Cumbers and Richard Baxter, so I'll leave you with their thoughts on how the weekend in Sepang will pan out. And we will be back after the action to review all that, bring you right up to speed, bring you our of the weekends and all the rest as this Formula One season steps ever closer to its conclusion. Can I just add, go on, Lewis. Go on, Lewis. All right, I'll leave you with Kyle and with Richard, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening.
Hello, you are here with me, Richard Baxter. Good evening, and hello to everyone who is in the not-so-sunny Norwich area. Great rain, love it. Well, Malaysia, lots to talk about, but mostly predictions. I'm going to chuck them out here now. First prediction is going to be wets or intermediate tyres to be used in the race. Malaysia gets wet when it rains, as do a lot of places. A second one, I'm going to say someone is going to retire before turn three on lap one. Easy. Next one, I'm going to say three different teams on the podium. If it's a wet race, which hopefully is, it could be possible.
Hello, it's Carl here, making my predictions for the Malaysian Grand Prix this weekend. My first prediction will be in respect to Toro Rosso. I think both of them will be out in Q1. With the two long straights in Malaysia, I think they will struggle. The 2015 power unit is obviously being left behind with all the upgrades in the other cars. Although the Toro Rosso is a pretty quick car, and it's a shame they haven't got an updated engine. And we would see the real benefits of that car, but yeah, I think they'll struggle this weekend. So both out in Q1. As we've known this year, it's pretty obvious to predict an all front row for Mercedes, although I think a Ferrari will manage to get there. I'm not saying which one, just a Ferrari will manage to be on the front row.
My fourth one, I'm going to say Force India. There will be at least one Force India in the top six.
Now on to the race. Also, a few podcasts ago, I predicted that Lewis Hamilton will win the championship convincingly. Since then, Rosberg's won two or three Grand Prix, and Hamilton seems on the back foot. That's when sometimes Hamilton comes out at his best, and I think he will win this weekend's Grand Prix and then continue his march towards his fourth championship. Fernando Alonso is starting at the back of the grid after a 30-place grid penalty for a new updated Honda engine. Let's hope it's good for his sake. But a bit of an outside prediction, I think he will manage to get the points. Fifth prediction will be for Sergio Perez to get top six. Obviously, Sergio is still waiting for confirmation on his seat car for next year. It looks like Force India will be the seat. He'll be looking for another strong performance. And I haven't actually checked the stats on this, but I always feel that he races well in Malaysia, especially his second place a few years ago. My final prediction, I'm not too confident that Palmer will be on the grid next year. It's a shame. I don't think he's really had a chance to prove himself. I always think drivers should at least get 2 years. And I think he'll be desperate for some points, but the way his season's gone and how lucky he's been, I'm going for Palmer to finish 11th.
And my last prediction, my fifth one, I'm going to say, being Malaysia, knowing what the weather's often like with rain, I'm going to say that the race will be red flagged at some point. For those of you who follow the pod, you know my predictions aren't that great. So, you know, try and show me up, make your predictions at nrf1.uk and all sorts of other places. Michael will no doubt tell you about. Do it.
Enjoy the Grand Prix and let's hope for a nice little battle at the front with the Mercedes drivers, because it seems a hell of a long time since we had one.
Let's look forward to the race, see what's going to happen. And I wonder if we're going to have any more funny little hitty fit kind of radio moments. You know, team orders, maybe we'll see. But it could be very interesting. And yeah, I'll leave you to it. Thank you for listening to me for this minute and whatever long it's been. But enjoy yourself. Enjoy the race. Malaysia. Boom.